Abandoning the game, yet keeping in play. Part 2. Written January 1, 1988 by Z. Charnot. Any writer or poet chooses a theme, a motif, a subject, perhaps a character or a plot. These constitute the rules, the limitations, the constraints of the creative act. We can choose to limit ourselves to three dimensions, to space and time. We can project and constrain consciousness to enter into the obstructed reality of space and of time and the delayed consequences of that limited number of connections or relationships. But we need to remember, we limit ourselves. While playing the three-dimensional game, we observe the limits of sequencing in space and in time, but when we sleep, we dream. When we dream, we don't keep the rules of the three dimensions. In discovering what we are or what we can be, we don't need to submerge ourselves in the constraints. In three dimensions, we may have an identity, well defined. We may be in a situation, well defined. Defined by rules of a three-dimensional reality. But in our dreams, things connect that are held apart by the sequence we call time. In our dreams, things connect that are held apart by the sequences we call space. The subatomic world of physics indicates those same connections. In meditation, we don't simply transcend, we dissolve the bounds, the limits, the constraints. We abandon the game. We begin to draw from a limitless source, energy and pattern, inserted into the openings in this reality we create within ourselves. We can thereby draw upon the connection of oneness and harvest the gracefulness. We can connect to our source of being and insert the seed of transformation into this reality. We can consent to this greater wealth. We can allow what some deem to be the miraculous. The miraculous constraints. The miraculous only requires letting go. Letting go of the limits, the boundaries, the constraints. Trusting the universe. Trusting life and the source of life, which lies outside of the constraints of space and time and physical reality. Life is the porthole to the other dimensions.